You're listening to The Lesbian Show. That's CFRO 102.7 FM, Co-op Radio.
Got Kat pressing the buttons.
You do indeed, which means that I can turn telly on and off whenever I like. And also adjust to volume. Welcome to the show. We are very lucky to have telly with us again tonight. It's a rare pleasure when you stop by these days.
She's so polite.
And, of course, we were listening to Tully and her lovely wife, Marley Sugar Beach, singing Living Out Proud, the Pride theme song just now. We have an exciting show for you this evening because we have some really special guests. We have Jack Fox and Shane Forster with us. Nice last name. My last name's actually Forrester, so it's kind of
smart. Notice that?
Yeah. We're the forest folk. They're here to talk about their production, which is, well, T-Bodies, and specifically their project, which is the trans man empowerment project called Manamorphosis, and it's a calendar. And welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how did it come to be that you, the two of you, came together to create T-Bodies and, like, you know, make a cool calendar and stuff?
They're very shy.
I'm a great interviewer.
Well,
let's start at the beginning.
Originally, there were about three of us who wanted to do this. Three, like myself and Jack and another guy. And we wanted to do something that would promote trans awareness. And we thought, whoa, a calendar's never been done, to our knowledge. And so we've been doing it for the past 8 months now. It's just the two of us now.
The other guy went on some other, journey.
He decided that music was more his focus, and so we decided that we were pretty much in love with this idea, and we married it.
Awesome. I hope the marriage is going well. It looks like it certainly is. And what was the thinking behind creating this calendar?
The whole, like, idea around it and thinking up the calendar was to bring awareness and, like, empowerment to the community, and kind of show that we're not, like, commodities, we're just everyday people, and that we're hot, basically.
They are, for those of you who can't see anything.
It's very true. And also, if you go to the webpage, which is tbodies.ca.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
T with a little dash before the bodies.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some photos from the calendar, which are also really, really hot and really beautiful expressions of different people living their lives, different trans guys living their lives, and some of them posing, some of them looking kind of natural. Do you want to talk a little bit about the process of making this actual calendar?
We've been doing it for about 8 months now, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of Shane's bedroom. Well, it's basically our house. We're lucky that we live together, actually, because we don't think we'd have time otherwise, because we both work full-time and then do this project.
Uh-huh. Full-time.
So, yeah, we worked until all hours of the night doing it. But basically started out with, let's do a calendar, and I don't know, how are we going to do this? Let's look for models. And originally we had a photographer help us out, but our schedules kind of clashed with hers, so we pretty much took it on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like...
So you took the photographs yourself?
Yeah. Shane took a majority of them. I took him, because he can't really take himself very well.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of MySpace and Facebook pictures that look like people took their own photos.
Well, I'm sure he probably could have done it, but I kind of wanted to help a little.
Yeah.
Have some say in it.
Yeah.
He's become quite the photographer, and I've become quite the class clown in trying to make people comfortable and laughing.
Awesome.
And, yeah, so it's been a good team that
And
way.
Did you also have photo taken of yourself?
Yes, yeah. I did. On my friend's furry white rug. Yeah, it's quite good. That was quite a random experience, but it worked out really well.
It was actually pretty awesome. We were just kind of hanging out It wasn't really even supposed to be a photo shoot, but we're like, oh, let's take pictures. We just got in the spirit. And we're like, Jack, take your shirt off. Do all this stuff, right? And, so.
Like, what stuff?
Well, my friend who was house actually we were at, she had cupcakes and she was trying to get me to eat cupcakes and like pose. Ooh, all
this
like,
sounds like the Calendar Girls to me.
Throw that cupcake scene.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. With an apron.
The calendar actually didn't make the, or the calendar, the cupcake didn't make the cut in the calendar.
Shame.
It was really messy actually. But no, it was actually, that photo shoot was really, really random and a lot of fun. And I haven't had chest surgery yet, so she actually had this like random piece of black fabric that we just kind of draped along my chest, and it just kind of all came together. And wow. We just took like a whole bunch of random photos, and there was one that I was actually happy with.
Huh. Yeah. It's like that with photo shoots. You get kind of 100 and you go, oh my God, I look fat in that. Or, yeah. Oh, my hair's not right. Yeah. And there's like two.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard to choose our own photos because, of course, we're the creators, right? So we're super, super critical.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We wanted this to be perfect. So we're like, oh my God, no. My eyes look weird in that one. Or
my acne is showing.
All this stuff. So we're like, but it was really, really fun, actually, choosing the photos. It was really fun doing the shoots. And like you said, we're a great team, and it just worked out famously.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Wow. We took pictures of Shane in the forest in Lynn Valley.
Ah, Foster.
Yeah. Yes. Back to my roots.
Yeah. Actually, it was quite hilarious. He came up with this idea of taking pictures of himself, like, he was actually going to be, like, shaving in the forest into a mirror, and he was just like, where are we going to get this mirror? So I took the mirror off the door of the cabinet in the bathroom. It unscrewed it all, and, like, we hung it up on a tree in the woods, and he had his shirt off, and I was taking photos as, like, people were jogging past. Yeah.
Did it come out well? Did it turn
out
well?
Yeah, actually, I took a photo, like, directly on into the mirror, and you actually can't tell, so it's weird. You can't tell if you're looking like head on or if you're looking like into something, because it's so clear.
Beautiful.
With the trees. Yeah, so the trees are actually behind, but they look like they're in front. It's really kind of bizarre.
And he's taken a picture of me in the mirror and me outside of it. So it's a lot of people who saw like another shoot of, well, the same shoot, but another photo of the same idea. We're like, oh, well, I can't tell if it's you looking in the mirror or if it's the mirror that's you. And so it's kind
that's
of an optical
cool.
illusion too.
Yeah. So he's got like a side view of his face and then like the kind of frame of the mirror as well. So it's really kind of like, what's going on? Uh-huh. It looks good.
Can I ask you what it felt like to be in front of a camera posing and like, did that bring up anything for you? And then what the relation, what the experience was perhaps for the other guys who were modeling, perhaps for the first time for some people?
Well, I know a lot of guys were really nervous about it. They asked, like, who's going to be there or whatever. Like, we wanted to make it a really chill environment because obviously some people are camera shy. I know for myself, I mean, having people jog around was a little bit nerve-wracking, but I was like, whatever, this is going to be great. So.
Yeah.
And our dog would run off and bark at them and then bring a lot of attention.
And the name of your website, again, it's
bodies, B-O-D-I-E-S, .ca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you actually type in .com, it goes back to .ca because we have both.
Oh, you're smart.
Yes.
Sweet.
It's foolproof, yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to a little song, and then we'll come back and find out more about this this T-Bodies project, Sweet. Metamorphosis.
Yeah. Armenian Variety Show. Great selection of Armenian music, Armenian history, literature, culture, and recent news. Interviews with guests from the community, and announcements of local Armenian events. All these on the Armenian Variety Show on Vancouver Co-op Radio CFRO 102.7 FM. Every Tuesday between 6 and 7 p.m., the Armenian Variety Show.
You're listening to CFRO.
I didn't want to speak because I wasn't sure if I was on.
You're on. Do you want to say it? Tell us where,
oh, well, where we are. Well, this is the lesbian show. And we're on CFRO FM. Is that how you say it? 102.7. We FM. Always fall over this bit and get the letters wrong. We're in Vancouver. I know you. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we're in Australia and just satellite dishing this show in. But actually, we are in Vancouver on the downtown east side.
We both really consider ourselves Vancouverites.
We do. Well, I'm now a resident. Yep. So I can apply to be a citizen in about 8 months.
That's very, very, very cool.
Which is very exciting. Thank you. Yay. I really love it here. And you've been settling in just fine too.
Yeah, I have another few years on my working visa, so I'll be around.
I thought she was just going to pass through, help out a little bit at the radio station, and now here she is running it and staying. It's fabulous.
Oh, I do love being here on the lesbian show. So
she's like, okay, what's next? What do I say next? What?
So we're with Jack Fox and Shane Forster tonight, and we've been talking about T-bodies, a trans man project, in particular the Menamorphosis calendar, which they have been working really hard on, and it's going to come out as a beautiful calendar, debuting at Pride, I believe, in conjunction with Pride. And I wanted to ask you both about your stories of, I guess, coming out, just like your calendar's about to do.
She's good.
You want to go first?
Thank you for the volunteering. Well, coming out, that's such a broad question.
It's a pretty broad question.
To sound cheesy, it's definitely a journey because...
It is.
I mean, gender was definitely an issue forever, but I guess I didn't realize it was gender as an issue. It specifically until I was about 17, and when I realized, when I learned more about gender issues, I was like, "Oh my God, that's totally it."
Wow! All this time. Was that time. Quickly when you learn about gender issues, you just knew straight away?
Then? Well, as soon as I like met another trans guy, I was like, "Oh my God, this is possible," and it just kind of was like, "This is absolutely who I am."
Wow! Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it took a long time to actually get to the process of, starting to go to the doctor and telling everyone, but I mean, after a while I was definitely out. But I remember funny thing, I think the first thing I did was change my name, and I started going by Shane. That was the first thing I started doing in terms of gender stuff. And I remember telling my mom, and the first thing she asked me was, "Are you gonna get a sex change?" That was her first question. I was like, that was really funny, but I was like, okay.
That's pretty awesome, isn't
it? An idea.
Like, it's certainly not denial, which is what you'd expect, I would say. But
Yeah. Very cool.
I think my dad was pretty hesitant about it at first. Obviously, I guess it's kind of a big change to maybe supposedly raise a daughter and actually know it's a son. So, but my parents are super supportive now, and we've got a really good family.
That's awesome to hear. Yeah.
Mine is kind of weird. I don't know. I think that I had gender issues like my whole life and was totally confused with it. But I didn't transition sooner because of my career. Actually working with people with disabilities, I was concerned that if I transitioned, all the kind of ideas that come around with like being gay or lesbian or trans about like, you know, they can be like pedophiles or like different things, you know, what are they going to do to my children if they find out different things? That kind of held me back from actually transitioning for quite a while because I was worried, you know, that I'd work with parents who would get like wrong ideas of things and things like that. So that's what was my biggest barrier. So I kind of tried to really like embrace the person that I was, but it just wasn't working for me. And actually it happened that a boy that I was working with, who was convinced that I was a boy,
didn't matter who told him that I was female. He's like, no, boy. Mm-hmm. And he actually decided that I was a boy robot. So, yeah, and I think that was kind of the push, and it was like, you know what, like, I don't really care what the parents say per se. It's the people that I work with, as long as they're like, you know, the people that I support, they're fine with it. Then I don't need to really care about the, I mean, I need to care about the parents in terms of like, you know, the relationship of working, but outside of that, it doesn't really matter. Right. So the kids get it. So they'll get it eventually, you know, mm-hmm. they've got to. So that kind of was like the deciding thing for me. And, yeah, it was a bit of a journey. I went to my doctor in White Rock, who had no idea and tried to be helpful, but actually was not at all. And so it sent me on a wild goose chase to find myself a doctor.
Did you know any other guys that had transitioned?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's why you had to start from where you knew, which is a local doctor.
Yeah, because I, you know, looking at research and all that stuff, and they're like, well, you got to have a doctor referral to a psychiatrist, and that's what I wanted him to do for me. Yeah. But he had no idea what he was doing, and he just gave me this random number and was like, call this. This is like who you need to talk to. And so I called up and I was like, hi, I need to make an appointment. And they're like, no, we don't do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so then actually it turns out it was Lucas Walter, who is with the Vancouver Coastal Health, and he does like a lot of trans kind of like support, and is a guy to basically talk to if you need have any issues or whatever. He was the person I got in touch with, who gave me a list, this huge list of all these people I could go to see in Vancouver. And I was living in Langley at the time, and so I basically picked Three Bridges Clinic because the doctor there was like the everything guy. Like, he's a psychiatrist, endo, everything was right there. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have to commute from Langley down here to see a whole bunch of different people. So I chose him, and actually he's super awesome.
That's great.
So on that side of things, that's kind of how that went. But then in terms of parents, it's been really kind of a weird experience. With my dad, I kind of broke into it by just like asking him over the phone, like, why was there ice in the men's urinal in Burger King that I was at? And he was like, oh, well, because he works in janitorial. And so, you know, the guy to ask, but also...
Janitorial?
Like, he's the janitorial manager of Fraser Downs Raceway. Sorry, Dad. Putting that out there. So he knows a lot about toilets.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just thought you'd ask him about something that he knows about, and then, like, he'd be like, oh... So what were you doing in a...
Yeah, that's exactly how it came out, right? It was like, well, and he explained it to me, and then he's like, P.S., why were you in the boys' bathroom anyways? And then he was kind of like, well, you're probably in there for one thing, it's quicker, the lineup's quicker, and two, you are pretty much always mistaken for a boy, and three, you kind of like it, right? And I was like, yeah, you're right, it's true. So he's been totally fine. I mean, he has his moments where he gets, like, confused with the pronouns, just because, you know, he knew me for, like, 20 years, right? Like 21 years as a female, so it's just the carryover. Mm-hmm. And then with my mom, when I told her, she had a really hard time with it, and she lives in White Rock, so the support out there is lacking. So she went actually to the Hospice Society. I don't know. That's basically where people go when they're grieving the death of someone they're losing,
right?
Or if someone is passing away, they'll go there. They supported her. They're like, we don't usually help people support the death of someone who's alive, but they helped her as much as they could.
It's a concept,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the thing.
To grieve the loss of the girl.
Yeah, like to grieve the loss of the daughter and kind of rejoice for the son that she's kind of gained. So it's been a process with her. But she's coming along, and I actually, when she first told me that, it was like, that's morbid. Like, I'm really weirded out by that. But because she's come along so well, it's actually really...
Maybe that's just what works for her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it worked out well.
Really
yeah.
awesome stories. And yeah. I was just wondering, to bring it back to the calendar that I know that you're spending, you said it's like another full-time job on top of what you're already doing, how that's impacting your lives and your work and what it means to be putting your actual body and face on something that's going out into the public. And what that means for the other people who are involved in the project.
Well, being in the calendar definitely means taking a risk that you're not going to be stealth anymore if that's how you're living. You're definitely going to be out if people see it. I know for myself, I'm mostly stealth at work. I mean, my supervisor knows, but my coworkers don't really. And I was stressing a long time about telling them. I didn't know how it would change our relationship because... I know with one of my coworkers, I have a pretty chummy relationship with him, and I kind of like the male camaraderie, and I was like, I don't know if it's going to tamper with it or what. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of gotten to this point where I just, you know, when people have this, you know, notion that you've been raised as who they think you've been raised as, like, you know, a male your whole life, you know, I can't exactly say, yeah, I went to guides, girl guides, or, yeah, I used to have long blonde hair. Or, like, without it being different, or, like, just little things. And I was just like, I don't really want to edit my life anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessary, and it's just, like, it's my life. And I kind of think, you know, that was a major thing about the project. We wanted to do this because it's like, you know, if there's knowledge out there, then it wouldn't be a big deal to come out, and it wouldn't be a stress. Yes. And so that's kind of, I mean, obviously, my boss asked me today how I'll feel if my coworkers see this, and I'm like, you know what? They see it, right?
Wow.
I think we're pretty proud of this project, and I think it just needs to happen.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Feeling that way, and it's going to make a big difference in a lot of people's lives, including
the more people are real about anything like that, you know, about being gay, about being trans, the more people who are real and are out there, the more it becomes, you know, every day, isn't it? And that's when the tolerance starts.
Yeah. And that kid out in White Rock or wherever who's trying to start from scratch with a family doctor might not even have to do that.
Like,
already realize that there's a big community. So I wanted to ask you about how logistically you're getting this thing up off the ground. You were telling me earlier that you've had some really amazing mentors along the way.
Bob Basil. Bob. I have a soft spot for Bob. Anyway, he was my my professor, business professor when I was going to school. And he basically put it out to the class that, you know, if anyone ever had any questions about business or wanted help starting a business or starting a website or anything, that he would be more than willing to help out. And so I took him up on the offer, actually for a project having to do with the disability community, and we had that going for a bit. And then when Shane and I came around with this, we kind of got back in contact with him, and I was like, you know, Bob, like, what do you think of this idea? And he was just like, that's brilliant, let's do it. And so
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's super awesome, and he's our straight ally, basically. He just really gets it, and he's just really supportive and super awesome. And I guess without his support, we wouldn't be here, because he's helped us out with, like, doing the flyers and doing the website and everything else, like, in terms of funding us and, like, sponsoring us with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So he's been a huge help with all that.
I think most of all, too, he's been so good for our morale.
Yeah.
Like, he super believes in us, right? Yeah. And that's just so helpful.
So good.
Yeah. He gives us, like, those pep talks, right? We meet with him, like, a couple times a month, and it's always like, you guys are awesome, this is so good. And, you know, he's like, you guys, like, are, like, super, like, genius minds, right? And we're like, yeah, you're kind of right. So it's good, and it brings us back up if there's, like, the spot where we're just like, oh my gosh, like, what are we doing and why are we doing this? Then he's always like, this is gonna be awesome, you guys are gonna, like, do really well. And he's, like, super behind it 100%. So then that's kind of like, if no one else enjoys it, at least he will, right? And seeing his smile is awesome. So
it is such an amazing project. Just looking at the website, which again is t-bodies.ca, it's an amazing concept, and it's already come so far, and an entire calendar with really beautiful, really, really nice for the eyes photos.
I can't wait to see.
But
it.
At the same time, I mean, it's like creating a story that's not always told. In fact, probably hasn't been told in this form before. So you're groundbreakers. It's great. What do you think that this is going to mean for other trans guys out there? Do you think it's going to have ripples in the greater community? And I mean, what are you aiming for here?
I think we're trying to bring together community. I mean, part of transitioning is because of the physicality of transitioning, you kind of disappear, right? Sometimes, and I think sometimes people feel a loss of community. And I felt like we felt kind of like with making a project like this, maybe it would bring people together. And, you know, we've had guys come up to us like, oh, I want to be in your calendar next year. And that's really exciting for us, right? And, you know, and so many people are excited about the project in general and the company. We're just like, you know, we want to make more projects, and it's been positive.
Yeah. We actually had a trans guy from Powell River send us an email saying that he heard about our project and he's really excited about it and he wants to, you know where he can get one when it comes out, kind of thing. Yeah, and he's I guess from like the older generation, and so he was just, you know, saying to us like, we really hope that there were some like older representatives, but I think like mid-30s is probably
about mid-30s is our oldest at this point.
Yeah, and it's just I think in terms of like, you know, people who were interested at the time and just kind of the logistics and whether or not they wanted to come out and things, but with the next calendar that we do work on, we're going to try and go more broad, like with the age, now that other people are aware of it and things, we're going to try and go like through the ages.
And it's your first project for T Production, so I mean, there's so much room for growing and for addressing different people and cross generational. You were talking about some of the visions that you have for T Productions to me earlier, and one of them being possibly a shop one day. Do you want to talk about that?
Like, ideally, we want to open up a shop in Vancouver, like a little storefront, basically with
trans supplies.
Trans supplies, basically, because right now it's like there really isn't. Yeah, there isn't anything right in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is. Well, I can't say there isn't really, because you know, there's the Kiss store. Which provides certain things and whatnot, and you know, you get things from women's wear, but overall, just like in terms of like chest binders or like, you know, the packers or for like women, like, you know, breasts and things like that, right? Like, there isn't really anything.
Yeah.
And so we want a shop where you would feel safe to go into and be able to try these things on and have it all there and not have to order it offline.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what it's going to look like when it comes. Or if, you know, if a woman is the beginning of a transition and, you know, feeling uncomfortable to, like, go into, like, Le Chateau or something to purchase things, you know, to have these things available. So
we want to try to research and do, you know, basically anything supplies-wise you can think of, you know. Like Jack was saying with, you know, packers and such, binders and forms for women and all that kind of stuff. Like, we like to have books and different resources, numbers for doctors, centers, all that kind of stuff, groups. So it's definitely something we're looking towards.
Yeah. Eventually, just like, because right now it's just a big pain in the butt to like have to get binders. And like, I'm kind of in this weird size between like small and medium, and I don't really know what to do in terms of buying a binder because then I'm going to have to like modify it and whatnot, right? And so I don't know if I could just have it, like if I had some that I could try on to figure out which would be the best, because there's different types of them.
Yep.
There's one with Velcro, and then there's one without, and da-da-da, and I'm like, well, is the Velcro going to rub under my armpit, or is it going to be okay, and stuff like that. So it would be nice to actually be able to see it and touch it and feel it.
Sure.
But now you can just buy it offline and hope for the best.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I love your vision, and I love how big and broad and all-encompassing it is. Let's go to another song I want to introduce to those in Canada and Vancouver who listen to the station. A friend of mine who's an amazing performer, his name's Simon Devoyle, and he's Scottish, and he's also features in a movie called Funny Kind of Guy, and we played music together in Scotland in Brisbane, and he just started to find his voice again after having lost it for a few years while he was transitioning, and his voice is truly beautiful, as you'll hear. So bear with me, because I'm going to try to play this off MySpace, which is always like a challenge for me when it comes to technical stuff. But let's see if it works. Anyway, his name's Simon Devoyle.
Come kiss me, my love, how I long for you. And I long for me too. Watching her sleep, so gentle and sweet, my only lover. I trace with my eyes the touch of her skin, and softly she breathes on me. But she had no words able to reach me. sensual and slight. Our lovers, they watch us, watch at us fall, stumble and crawl with this dis-ease. But there were no words, I had to tell you this. Try, fumble and shy, so fragile to hold. I followed the tears, they led to my wings.
Brings you the very best in world, folk, roots, and new music. Tune in every Sunday to CFRO 102.7 FM from 4 to 5:30 p.m. What the Folk, where we believe it's all folk music. It just depends on where your folks are from. What the Folk is part of CFRO 102.7 FM's Sunday Roots Music Programming. Tune in to What the Folk and hear the difference in listener-powered radio. CFRO 102.7 FM.
You're listening to The Lesbian Show, 102.7 FM in Vancouver, BC. We've got a room full of people in here. It's a good temperature in here, which is a change.
Yeah.
It's normally freezing cold.
We usually talk about how hot we are the whole show. And we
or nipply one or the other.
Yeah. But the air conditioning seems to be set just right tonight.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, we are all hot, and we're here talking about a pretty hot project, which is Metamorphosis, the calendar, which is debuting with Pride, an amazing trans man, I guess showcase of beautiful bodies, empowerment program, building awareness in the community. What more could you want, really? It's yeah, a really amazing project. And we've got Jack and Shane with us. And can you tell us about where people can track you down and chat to you or find out more about you and find this calendar so that they can put it up on their walls?
And tell us your website again.
If any of you are going to be in Victoria this weekend.
Oh, hang on. Now you're on.
Well, if any of you are going to be in Victoria this weekend.
He's a professional.
We'll be at Victoria Pride on Sunday. We'll be at the festival afterward. As well, we'll be at Vancouver Pride, walking in the parade with the Trans Youth Drop-In, as well as at the festival afterward, selling calendars.
We'll be buying one.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Or 10.
What are you selling them for?
$20 piece.
Yeah. Ooh. And what I just wanted to ask you, you were looking for sponsorship still for the calendars potentially.
Yes, we are. Until the 15th of July, that's when we send it to print.
It's a pretty good deal because like you can pay like $20 for a small square, is that right? Like one of the dates of the calendar, or you can have a bigger patch somewhere up to $120.
$120,
So you're saying people can do advertising? Is that what...
Basically, if you want to, for $20, you can promote an event. You can choose any date in the year.
That's nice.
That's a great idea.
We're also, for $120, we're having you can have a full calendar month to yourself. Your logo will go in the bottom left of the calendar, and your logo will be the only one appearing on that calendar. And then the reverse of the actual cover page will have a sheet of sponsor ads. There's 2x2 for $100 and 1x1 for $50.
And can we go to your website to find out about that, more of that? And we can contact you through the website, so you'll have your email address there.
Yeah, the email address is on the website as well as the sponsor ad rate page.
Yep.
There's also a page... that's called sponsors, and
you guys are high tech.
Yes, it's all the sponsors thus far that we have, and just if you click on their names, then it will send you to their site so you can see what they're all about and things as well. So there's that on our website. As well, I'd like to add in that when the calendar does go up for sale, we'll be selling it at Little Sisters Bookstore and what's there?
People's Co-op Bookstore, as well as Spartacus Books.
Yeah, those are the three.
The usual suspects.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks like that's where it's going to be thus far. And at Victoria Pride, we're actually not going to be selling, but we're going to be promoting. So we'll have postcards and flyers, and we'll be doing a raffle.
A pretty rad raffle.
Yes, the Kiss Store has given us some fun goods to raffle off there.
Good.
So, yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
Cat's just madly pressing buttons in here.
You'd be surprised how long it takes me to figure out how to open a door.
Anyway, I haven't worked it out yet.
I have to relearn it every time. Thank you so much for coming in this evening and telling us about your project, Metamorphosis, and I really can't wait to see the finished product. The posters that you had earlier that you were showing me, they look awesome, and I look forward to seeing them around as well. Promoting this amazing, groundbreaking and most healthy for the community project. I think we should go for another song and then say goodbye, maybe. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to tell the listeners this evening? Apart from the fact that your friend thinks that Jack's voice sounds hot on air. Yes. Hi, friend.
We're all hot here. Yeah. We just speak a bit lower.
We're
all hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Husky.
That's right.
Just a small tidbit. At both Victoria and at Vancouver Pride, we'll be selling postcards for $1 a piece. They're of one of our guys, Heath.
Cool.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask you...
He must be extra hot, is he?
He's hot, hot.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Definitely good.
He gets a postcard to himself.
Yeah. I don't get a postcard.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can make it work. I wanted to ask you, there's a small percentage of the going towards something, right?
10% of the profits proceeds goes to the Trans Youth Drop-In, which two of the guys from that who actually, I guess, organize it are in the calendar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
That's, and what is the Trans Youth Drop-In?
Basically, it's an open space for anyone who's trans, questioning, or an ally to come hang out for a couple hours in a safe space. Mm.
Is it every second?
It's, is it? As far as I knew, it was every Friday, but it could be every second Friday, so don't quote me on that.
Yeah, have to check out there.
How does someone find out more about that?
We actually have a page on our site kind of explaining that we are, you know, giving 10% to them, and then a link so that they can click on it. And we have their blurb actually on our site as well. So if you just want to check that out on there.
You've thought of everything.
Got it covered.
Yeah. Also, I was thinking that I had a lot of fun looking at the other project that you have a link to, the toilets project.
Yeah.
Toilets. This is, I'm Australian. I don't say washroom or bathroom. Yeah. Toilets.
Well, it's just that. It's the trans bathroom or toilet directory. Trans toilet bathroom directory. That I've kind of created as a small, like, pilot project on the side. And basically what it is safe places to pee in Vancouver.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's also that you can actually find that out as Trans Can Scan. you can find the link to that on the About Us page. My little blurb is there's a link to that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So safe space meaning that it's gender neutral or...
Gender neutral, either preferably gender neutral, but also if the, like... male or female washroom kind of locks and it's just your own
just
little
your
space,
own. Uh-huh.
Then, you know, that could be safer than actually having to share a bathroom with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's,
always
it's a small detail,
about.
But it's important.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So let's listen to some more Ray Spoon and then we'll come back and say good night for the night. I think I've got the North Ontario breakdown. We'll find out, I guess.
I wrote you letters in the Yukon snow. The sun don't come out in the winter. I'm as far north as I'll ever go, and I can't get away from Virginia. I wrote you letters in Buffalo on a bus station walls, but you didn't know I'm on a bus moving slow to Virginia. Virginia's the Erie River. Virginia's in every still. Oh, no matter how far I wander, I can't find a place of my own. I wrote you letters full of notes. I'm in New York. I have no choice. I just can't drown out the sound. Become stones, they're dragging me home to Virginia. Virginia's the Erie River. Virginia's in every still. Oh, no matter how far I wander, I can't find no place of my own. I can't find no place of my own.
You're listening to Co-op Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM, The Lesbian Show, and you're with Kat and Tully this evening.
You've got someone to introduce.
I should really.
Just say she's here. She doesn't have to speak.
Oh, well, you see, there's somebody... Oh. Sign language doesn't show up on radio show. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's true. Fiza, my beautiful housemate, is actually in the studio this evening. She's checking it out.
She's been so quiet
thinking
and
about,
hiding.
Well, it's because she doesn't have a microphone. but here's the thing. Fiza's going to be back and she will have a microphone. And we'll be talking to her about some of the awesome stuff that she's been doing and maybe even convincing her to come on and be a host sometimes, because the Co-op radio station is a volunteer-run station and we're always looking for more volunteers and people who want to get involved and, you know, Fiza's got a great voice. Just wait till you hear it. It's such a mean thing to do, like, to be in this position of power. But you know you can always speak into somebody else's mic. Anyway, so Fiza's going to come back, actually, and I'm not sure, we haven't decided yet, but over the next course, the next few weeks with Jack, and we're going to talk to you both about the educational program that you're creating for the Boys and Girls Club of Vancouver, and building awareness and education around safe spaces for GLBTI kids and staff. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a Q in there.
Oh, there is a Q. You know, every time I have to do
and questioning. Yes.
Oh,
don't be awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. I always cringe every time I have to do an acronym, and then I'm like, but you know,
what do they all mean?
It says, well, I do know what it all means, but it's just
you know. I was reading Diva magazine the other day, and they did a survey on how people identify. And out of their hundreds of millions, not hundreds of thousands of readers, there was only like two or three people that identified as queer in the UK.
Oh,
so
really?
It's very interesting. It's quite specific to North America.
Maybe,
well,
that's
maybe it's
the
Australia,
people they
I don't
interviewed.
Know. Yeah, or the people that particularly read that magazine.
Because
so
it's a
age group.
Lesbian rag kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. Whereas people in Vancouver identify a lot as queer.
Mm. Yeah.
That I've noticed.
I guess it's a newer concept too, maybe. I don't know.
Umbrella term. It's kind of a liberated word.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So. Taking it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe the UK hasn't taken the word back yet.
They're getting there eventually one day.
Yeah. Yep. Soon these calendars will be plastered all over the world. So thank you so much, Jack and Shane.
Thank you.
For coming in this evening and talking to us about Metamorphosis. Your calendar that will be debuting with Pride. And does it start in July or does it start... Is it a 2009?
It's a 2009 Transplant calendar that starts in January 2009.
Cool.
We decided 12 months because I'm a Virgo and I'm not okay with, you know, halfway through the year kind of stuff.
Awesome. And what's the website once more so people can check that out?
www.t-bodies.ca.
Uh-huh. Awesome. And the contacts for you both are on there too if anybody wants to specifically get in touch with Jack or Shane and talk about anything to do with the project or future projects or sponsorship, which is a pretty lucrative deal, and you should jump in now before the 15th and get your little piece on the calendar. Thank you, Tully.
My pleasure. It was fun. 2 weeks in a row.
I know. It's awesome. She's a very busy woman, and we don't get her in here very often, so it's very cool. And nice performing on the weekend at Eastside Pride.
Thank you.
Got to say,
so
Sugar
funny.
Beach rocked.
Kat just sitting there at the front with a smirk on her face the whole time.
It was
so funny.
What did your T-shirt say?
It said monkey, you know, monkey magic.
I know.
Yeah, but it's anyway.
Nobody else knows monkey magic.
It's an Australian kind of in-joke. I had this really cool T-shirt, but if you're not Australian, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, so. It was this great cult movie.
I wore
movie.
It just for Kat.
Yeah, thanks. It was great. It was a good afternoon. It was so hot. It was beautiful. All right, so yeah, we'll catch you all again next week on The Lesbian Show, and coming up next is Arts Rational, and you're listening to Co-op Radio, of course, CFRO 102.7 FM. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Well, the leaves are turning early, summer stumbles in the fall, and my old ones beat bicycles, they're leaning woven grapevines, the tires are both flat. It's all seized up and rusty since you ain't come back. Well, it used to be so shiny, the finest on the street. The days you'd ride co-pilot with your arms around me, and we'd pedal round a trio on the town, climbing up them hills just to roll back down. Say my Marilyn Monroe. Now my Marilyn Monroe.
white dress on the back of my one-speed bicycle, looking modest. And the wind would be blowing as the streets weeded fly. You'd try in vain to keep from showing your legs to passers-by. Well, hey, did you know folks used to measure time before they had watches by their heart's steady chime? Yeah, before there were seconds, before precise and neat instruments of measure, there were only heartbeats. Well, my bike ain't got a watch, just two wheels and one gear, and a little chrome heart to count away the years. Yeah, and since you've been gone, it's been leaning against the wall, and it can't help but think of the time used to call. Am I Marilyn Monroe? Preposterous guess, but it can see us right now with your arms around my chest. Your head is tossed back, laughing, your long blonde curls and movie star teeth are sparkling.
You are listening to CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver and at various other cable frequencies throughout British Columbia and northwestern Washington state. The time is 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and coming up right now, the Arts Rational. Yes, good evening. It is 9 p.m. here on Vancouver Co-op Radio and all across the downtown east side. We're here in a lovely studio in the downtown east side for another Thursday night edition of the Arts Rational. My name, at least for tonight, is Jerry Kamalenko, and always, and I'm here in the studio with...
Michael Walsh here. I'm collecting my thoughts. We're getting our thoughts organized. Organization is the principle of the evening. We're going to have everything organized. All the ducks in a row. Quack, quack, quack.
I'm so glad you're organized. I don't know about the rest of us. This is Susan, and I'm here too. Well, we may have Terry Stevens with us later this evening.
We're looking forward to Terry coming, bursting into the studio in a lather of enthusiasm, because of course it is the summertime. We're in that marvelous moment between Canada Day and U.S. Independence Day, when it's very holiday-like, but it's also tense, because of course the Arts Rational theme is with us always. I love that little tiki room thing. Tiki rooms, maybe they're coming back. Drinks with umbrellas. What do you think, Sue? I've got a little package here that says that there's a show on the weekend called Vixens from Venus, burlesque set to live space music. Now, isn't that summery?
Live space music? No, it doesn't sound summery at all. I hate to tell you.
Oh, all right. I don't know. I was just, as I say, organizing my thoughts here. We have thoughts. Yes, tonight on the Arts Rational, we're going to be hearing from Jerry on a number of different things. Jerry's going to be talking to us about the Jesse Awards. They happened on Monday. He'll be talking to us about movies. He'll be talking to us about theater. And what I'll be doing is providing a little bit of music. As you know, the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission really, really, really would like us to be playing more Canadian content. And so I've gone into my subterranean vault and found much Canadian content, much of which you probably have never heard before, but all of which is good, all of which is Canadian, and will make them feel oh so happy with us in Ottawa.
And that's great. And so we will be back in just a minute as we organize ourselves, and I'll be talking about the Jesse Awards and some other theater kinds of things. And so here's a little bit more of our Canadian theme song as we adjust the chairs and fix the mics. Yes, that was Salvador Ferreras, the accomplished West Coast musician, composer, and a piece of music that we use every week to introduce the Arts Irrational. Now, the I guess the 2007-2008 Greater Vancouver Theater season can officially be deemed completed with the 26th annual Jesse Richardson Awards, which celebrate the best in local theater, and it was held this past Monday night at the Commodore Ballroom in downtown Vancouver. The winners, and you can check all of this out on the Jesse Richardson official awards website by going into your favorite internet server, included, and it was interesting, special citations to the former artistic director of Pi Theater, Del Sergic, a citation for contributions to the theater as well to the just-retired Playhouse artistic director, Glynis Lachon, and a special citation to Norman Armour for his work in helping to establish the PUSH Festival of the Performing Arts, which, in my humble opinion,